Welcome to Tart Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmar Kuf Mem Aleph, 141. We ended yesterday with Kuf Mem, 140, with the final pasuk that ends off with Yeshvu Yesharim Es Panecha. The Yesharim, the upright, will sit and doresh you and seek you out. And Ibn Ezra says, they will daven to you, and they will daven because we discussed in the Tehillim how we're faced with enemies, and they're bad, and they're trying to bring us down. And so now the tzaddik, the yashar, the upright, davens to Hashem. Kuf Mem Aleph 141 takes us into their tefillah, into their private conversation with Hashem. The juxtaposition of 140 and 141 is very important, especially since yesterday in 140, we did see part of the thought of the good person, of the tzaddik, was how he wanted God to so strongly hurt the evil person. And we said then it was just a thought in his mind as part of his conversation, inner conversation with God. But it's not over yet, and that's why it's so important to read Kuf Mem Aleph 141 with the previous song. Mizmar LeDavid Hashem Kerasicha Chushali. A song by David. I call to you, Hashem, hurry, hurry to help me. Ha'azina koli b'kar'ilach. When I call to you, listen to my voice. There's an urgency here. Chusha, there's an urgency. Pasuk Beis, verse 2. Tikon tfilasi k'tores lefanecha. May my prayer stand before you like a k'tores offering, like an incense offering. The k'tores offering, Chazal tell us, is chaviva mikol ha'karbanos. It's the most beloved from all the karbanos. And the reason is that we bring a k'tores offering, that's the incense offering that we bring every day in the morning and in the evening. We bring it not to atone for our sins, like so many of the, just about all the rest of the karbanos, but we bring the k'tores just because we want to show our love and desire to connect with Hashem. And therefore Hashem says, chaviva alai mikol ha-karbanos, the k'tores is my favorite. Mas as kapai, back to the pasuk, mas as kapai minchas erev, the lifting of my hands, which is an expression of tefillah, should be like the evening offering. In other words, I'm saying my tefillah now, my prayer, should be beloved to you like the evening offering, the final offering of the day, which at that time we have the most to be thankful for. And therefore, it's also an expression here of a prayer that's very beloved to God. Now, what is my tefillah that I want to be beloved to God and like a k'tores that God should love it? Pasuk Gimel. Shisa Hashem, Shamra Lefi. Hashem, place a guard around my mouth, a guard for my mouth. Nitzra al dal svasai, put a lock on my upper lip. The language of dal here comes from like delet, which is a door, on the door of my lips, meaning Hashem, help me say the right things and prevent me from saying that which I should not say. Pasuk Dalet, verse 4. Not only Hashem take care of what I say, because certainly when we have enemies and we see people who are doing the wrong things, it's so easy to say something that you shouldn't say. Pasuk Dalet, Al tat libi ledavara. My heart should not turn to something evil. Lihis olel alilos beresha, to do wicked actions. Sometimes when you see people doing things that are wrong, instead of totally running away from it or saying, that's not me, we sort of want to, we don't want to, but we become like them at the moment and we start thinking like them. How can I get back at them using their game? And then we may even do an action that imitates what they do. So help control our thoughts, help control our actions. Ubal elcham b'man ameihem, that I shouldn't break bread at their feasts. Meaning, not necessarily eating even, but I don't want to enjoy pleasures with them. I don't want to be with them. I don't want to be in their company. And they're going to try and show me their pleasures. They may even outwardly not seem at all to be my enemies, but they are trying to bring me down with their corrupt ideas. And therefore, Hashem, keep me away from their parties and from their gatherings. Pasuk Hey. While I don't want to be with the Rasha'im, with the wicked ones, Yehelmeni Tzadik Chesed. If a Tzadik hits me, I will consider it a kindness. V'yochicheni, and I will let him chastise me and give me Musar and help me to improve. So even if a good person comes and tries and hurts me, actually, I feel uncomfortable, either emotionally or physically, but he's trying to help me improve, I will appreciate it. It will be like Shemen Rosh Al Yani Roshi. It will be like the finest oil, like anointing oil. Let my head not refuse it. Meaning the rebuke of the tzaddik will appear to me, or will seem to me like the Shemen HaMishcha, the anointing oil that David received from Shmuel in order to become king. Meaning it will be pleasurable to me because it will enable me to be the best I need to be. And that's how I will approach those who give me positive Musar. Ki od usfilasi bara'osehem. As long as I am here, as long as I am living, my tefillah is regarding their evil, meaning I don't want to be like them. Rather, I want to hear Musar and rebuke and learn from the tzaddikim in my life. Now he goes back to look at the Rasha, and he wants to understand where they come from. And specifically, if you remember from yesterday, David was singing this about Doeg. Doeg was the head of the Sanhedrin at one point. He was a Talmud Chacham. He was a very wise person. So he's trying to understand what can make people who really started out going in a positive direction, how could they go in the wrong way? Pasuk Vav, verse 6. Nishmatu bidei sela shoftehem. Their judges have slipped away or fallen to the hardened rock. Meaning their judges, the people who give them advice, or their own personal judgment has fallen to a hardened rock. They have fallen into their Yetzer Hara, and their hearts become hardened like a rock. So much so that I try to explain to them that I'm right. I try to explain to them that they shouldn't bring me down. V'shamu amarai ki na'emu. And they heard my voice because it was pleasant. I said it nicely. But as Rashi tells us, because of their hardened hearts, they heard my words, but they didn't listen. Pasuk Zion, in contrast to them, Kamo poleach uvokea ba'aretz, nivzeru atzamenu lefi sheol. Like one who loosens and breaks up soil, our bones are scattered at the mouth of the pit. Our bones are the people who are working to stay away from corruption. Tzadikim may feel this sense of helplessness, but Rabbi Hirsch explains, even though at the moment they may feel a sense of helplessness and what do we do, that helplessness, that feeling so confused, is like soil that's being broken up at the very beginning of the planting process so that the farmer can start again and grow a good crop. The difficulty that the tzaddik is having with others who are violent and corrupt can actually bring that tzaddik to grow further and bring new sprouts to the world. Pasuk Ches, Ki Elecha Hashem Einai, for my eyes are to you, Hashem, Bechocha Sisi, I look to you for protection. Al Ta'ar Nafshi, don't let my soul break. Please protect me. Please make sure I don't do what I shouldn't be doing. Pasuk Tes, Shamreini, guard me, Midei Pach Yakshuli, guard me from the traps or from the trap that they set for me. Remember, we spoke about those traps in Perek Kuf Mem 140 yesterday. Umokshos Poale Oven, and from the mines that the evildoers set for me. Pasuk Yud, verse 10, as we conclude, Yiplu b'machmo rav rasha'im, may the wicked fall into their own net. Yachad, all of them together, Anochi ad e'evar, until I can pass over them, until I am no longer near their traps. The Malbim explains this last pasuk saying, I am not asking that they should be destroyed by their traps. None of them should be destroyed by their traps, but they should just be held back by their traps, all of them, until I can get out of their of their zone, of their influence, so that I won't be hurt and I won't be brought down. Our mothers taught us this when we were very young. Just because everyone else is doing something wrong doesn't mean that you should. And it's very nice and we all agree, but it's not a very easy thing to actually do in real life. And this is what this song helps us, gives us the words to say to ourselves and to God, to make sure that just because everyone else is doing it, or just because those bullies are bullying us, doesn't mean that we should do it back to them. We don't want to be like that. Let's go back to the beginning of the song where we ask Hashem to look at our tefillah, our prayer, like a ketores, that beloved incense offering. As we said before, the ketores is the most pleasing of the karbanos, of the offerings to Hashem. Why? Because it's not about a sin offering. It's just about, I love you, Hashem. I want to connect to you, Hashem, and Hashem receiving our connection to him. Our goal is not to have to bring a korban, a sacrifice, because we did something wrong. We don't want to do anything wrong. And that's really what this song is about. Because we have such an important role in this world, and we use our thoughts and speech and actions to make the most of who we need to be. So we can't afford to let ourselves be taken in by violence and corruption and immorality around us. Instead, we need to surround ourselves by those tzaddikim who might even rebuke us in a way that's not so comfortable, but ultimately will help us to be the best that we can be. And we ask Hashem for his help and direction and support in this process. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chanasara Bas Chaim Leib.